Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I really do need a sound check this morning. If I have any of my technicians out there, if you could please let me know if you can hear me, if I sent out all the right information, and I'd appreciate it so much. But I want to say, hey, yeah, thank you. I see you. I want to say welcome again to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'm Glovina Williams, and I want to welcome you and thank you for taking time to join me today, wherever you are in the world. I'm so happy that you're here. You know, if you notice, we entitled our podcast today, I Can See Clearly Now. And if you have an opportunity, go back and look at some of the I Can See Clearly Now series. And today, in this podcast, we're going to look at circumstances. How can you see clearly through a circumstance that you may be facing in life? I mean, currently, right now. Yeah, you know, sometimes we call them problems. And I heard a minister say several years ago, you know, stop labeling your situations and circumstances as problems. And I took it to heart. And so we may be facing some circumstances or situations. And with that being said, perhaps we're in a setting or an environment, but I can see clearly now. Circumstances. And I want us to actually come and look at a man in the Bible by the name of Job. Some of us know his story. Some of us are not familiar with the story of Job. His name is actually spelled like it would say Job, like Steve Jobs. But actually, it's pronounced, we pronounce it Job. Job was, let me just tell you a little bit about him. He was a very wealthy man, and he lived in a land in a particular place that was called Uz. And he had this very large family. He had extensive cattle. And let me tell you, he was a very wealthy man. And listen at this part. He was blameless and upright. Always careful to avoid doing evil. You know, he's a man that very, very conscientious, doing his very best to avoid any appearance, any acts of evil. But one day, the adversary appeared before God in heaven. And God is boasting to the adversary about Job's goodness. However, Satan argues that the only reason Job is good because Job has been blessed by God abundantly. How about that? You know, you may say, well, no wonder they're so nice. Look at how they have been blessed. No wonder they're so happy. Look at how God has blessed them. No wonder they're never frowning or complaining. They have nothing to complain about. We're talking about circumstances. I can see clearly now circumstances. So Job is presented as a good and a prosperous family man. Listen at this circumstance. Who is suddenly a horrendous disaster takes place in his life, and it takes away everything that this man holds dear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a scenario here, a circumstance, actually, it's intended to test Job's faith in God through this circumstance. He's struggling mightily. He's struggling so to understand this situation. So Job, in this despair, he consistently remains devout. You know, just to give you just a little bit of background, no one really certain who wrote the book of Job, but we do know that it is inspired by God. And you know, it's so interesting in this particular book that, you know, if we really examine God's power, God is sovereign. He can do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. He has this providential nature. So it helps us to understand during times of difficult situations and circumstances, my beloved. It is so important that we know that God is sovereign. He can do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. That God has a providential nature. And it helps us to understand during times of circumstances, as I said, that sometimes we may feel like we can't locate God. Have you ever felt like that? Where is God now? Why am I feeling this anxiety? Why am I feeling like I have a lack of trust or faith in God? Where is God when I really need him? I prayed and the prayer wasn't answered the way that I presented it to God. What's going on? Where is God? I can't seem to locate God. But I want you to know right now, even if you feel like, or your faith may be a little bit trying right now, God can locate you. He knows exactly where you are, my beloveds. And now this is where we put our trust in God. God, I know that you see me. I know that you are aware of my circumstance because you know everything. You're aware of everything. So when we're in those places where we need to see clearly through the circumstances or even the past circumstances of our life, you know, sometimes there are stories that I know I experienced this. I may have been faced with a circumstance and or situation or in a particular environment where I felt like I certainly had no control, but I had to put my trust and my faith in God. And that's not always an easy thing to do, but it is the most beneficial thing to do. So we often wonder, is God in control? Hey, I can see clearly now. I'm trying to understand this circumstance. I'm trying to see through this circumstance. And I'm wondering, is there a power greater than God? Certainly, this can't be God. And I'm sure this man that we spoke about by the name of Job, I'm sure he felt like that at some point. Where is God? And is there an ability that God cannot control? Is there a power that can elude the power of God? Is God in absolute control when I'm facing a circumstance or a situation or a challenge in my life? The ups and downs, the twists and turns of life. But can I share something with you, my beloved? As we seek the perfect will of God for our lives, we begin to find the answer to some of the puzzling questions of the ages. I mean, questions that it's not brand new to the 21st century. These have been questions that people, great men and women of wisdom and knowledge and understanding and experiential knowledge, that they have placed out there like in the ether realm. What is the meaning of life? Why do we go through these things? Because our nature is dual. We have, we do have the, I want to put it like this, the, like a polarization, a negative and a positive in our life. And we can be certain that even as you're going through what may appear to be a negative situation in your life, that God is with you. I want to encourage you today in this podcast so that you can begin to see clearly through the circumstances that you are faced with in life. Are these coincidences? Have you ever asked that question? I know I have. Is this just coincidence that this happened and that happened? Am I going to be able to endure through this storm? You know, do good things. We ask this sometimes. Do good and great things happen by chance? And do not so good and not so apparently good things happen? Do these circumstances just arrive by chance? Sometimes, my beloveds, we cannot see what is controlling the scene. Listen what I'm saying. Sometimes we cannot see clearly what is controlling the outer circumstances. Unless, put that on your bulletin board, unless we look into the unseen world. Job didn't know what was going on. We talked about Job, a little background on him. The adversary had gone to God and said, look, the only reason this man is so devout to you, because he's abundantly blessed. If you were ever to remove these blessings from him, he would curse you. He would deny you. So a circumstance hit Job's life. I can see clearly now circumstances. A circumstance hit this man's life. But the only way that we're going to understand seen situations in our life, I mean visible situations, physical, material, manifested situations and circumstances in our life, is that we begin to look at the unseen. How do you look at the unseen? Let me give you an example. You know, if you walk in a room and it's dark, and you want to turn the light on, there possibly is a switch on the wall, a switch, an electrical switch that turns the lights on. It may look like that's what turned the lights on, but there's a, behind that switch, what's invisible to the naked eye, or unless you tear that wall down, there are tons of wires and connections that enable the light to be manifested where you are so that things can become visible. So sometimes we have to look beyond. We have to look beyond what we see in order to understand the circumstances in our life. Job saw by faith. He had an eye because Job heard all of God's promises. Yeah, and this is where we have to be, my beloveds. You may not be aware of a spiritual battle that is going on in the unseen world, but I want you to know, you can be aware. You can have an awareness to know that God loves me. Begin to retell your story. God is with me. God's peace is on the inside of me, and the foolishness must cease because I'm trusting in God. I'm believing in God. I want to share with you the way Job said it in Job chapter 23, verse 10. But he knoweth the way I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot has held his steps, his way have I kept and not declined. Hey, you can work it, my beloveds. Hold fast to your faith. Hold fast to your belief in God. Someone needs to hear this at this moment, that your heart will be healed. Your body will receive supernatural touch from God so that the tissues will begin to recreate themselves, the cells, the tissues, and the organs will begin to come into line in the way that God created them to do. And when this battle is over, Job said, I'm going to come out as pure gold. And when this circumstance passes in your life, my beloved, you too will be as pure gold. Yeah. You know, sometimes we don't mind knowing the end of a game when we know that we're going to win. You know, if I were to play tennis with Venus Williams, guess what? I wouldn't do very well. I would actually go into the game a bit embarrassed because I know I'm going to walk away not winning. I know how the outcome would be. And I may want to win, but most likely I'm not going to win. But if I had an opportunity to play tennis with either one of the Williams sisters, and they're just hitting that ball back real fast. Listen, the only way I would get in that game, I'm going to be honest with you, is I knew that I was going to win. The only way I would get on that tennis court with one of the Williams sisters is that I know that I have a chance of winning. I may come out exhausted, but I know that I'm going to win. I want you to know this. Put this, please, put it in your thought pattern. Satan is one enemy that you can face and know every time how you will come out. You can know every time that you will outscore Satan when the game is over. You will be the winner. Why? Simple as this. Satan is a defeated foe. Foe meaning what? Enemy. He is defeated. Your adversary is already defeated. Hey, you can know that God is in control of this circumstance and every other condition of your life. There are accidents in life, but most likely there are not a lot of them. But I want to tell you this according to Proverbs 3:6. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. In this circumstance, I can see clearly now. Because I am acknowledging, God, and God is directing my path. The power of your spoken word. I hope we're not just listening to this and just letting it come in one ear, as they say, and out the other. But I'm speaking a word to you today. I am imparting and releasing a word of power and strength that can retell your story. Like I said, if I went in playing tennis knowing that I was going to win, that would give me what? The confidence. But guess what? It would also give me the strength to endure. I hope you grab that. You know, the word says that Jesus, he told us that God even knows when a sparrow falls to the ground. And he already has every hair on your head numbered. You're not just an outcast. You're not just someone just floating around here, just, you know, spending your time on earth because you were, God sent you here. There's a plan, there's a purpose, and God is with you. And listen, the tests, he allows the tests to come, but guess what? They can only go so far. Can anyone believe that and receive that? My heart is broken. I'm confused. I don't know which way to turn. I question why this happened. I question what did I do wrong. I want you to know that the tests will only go so far. So I want to encourage you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Begin to seek God's perfect will for your life. Begin to gather the knowledge and the answers to the questions. Who's in control? Who's in control of my life? Ask that question. Anyone have power over God? Oh, really, these are questions that will sustain us. These are questions that can help to change and shape the stories that we tell ourselves over and over. You're not a victim. You're not living in a state of mind that is constantly chaotic. Begin to, I say, peace, be still. And begin to speak to the situations in your life. Peace, be still. The power of your word, the power of your conviction. Yeah, your faith will be strengthened in this test. Yes, it will. You're going to be stronger. I promise you. I'm going to read you another scripture. This is from 1 Samuel 16 and 7. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outer appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. You see, David was judged by how he looked. Don't look at the circumstances of your life, and nor should other people look at the circumstances of your life and try to judge you. Yeah. You know, there's an old saying, you can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Yes. I want you to know that God loves you, God has a plan for your life, and this circumstance, it will pass too. And even if you're wondering, let me add this, my beloveds. God is not punishing you, and nor is God punishing anyone else. God is not punishing you. It's simply a test. God is not punishing you. Your faith will be strengthened. You're going to make it through this, and you're going to come out as pure gold. Don't judge yourself in this respect. What did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? Don't keep going over that, but just begin to ask the Lord to open your heart to his forgiving power, to open up your mind to his loving nature. And now, God, allow that love and that forgiveness to bombard my body, my spirit, my soul, my mind, my spirit. Let it bombard me. Let it come in and do what needs to be done to heal the circumstance. Sometimes the circumstance, as I mentioned earlier, my beloveds, it's unseen. Sometimes it is seen. Sometimes it's seen by the naked eye, and often by the spiritual eye. I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you not to even allow others to judge you by your circumstance. I can see clearly now. Because a man or a woman, they can stand blameless before God, but yet face trials and tests and tribulations. A man or woman can stand blameless before God and yet experience the twists and turns of life. A man or woman can stand blameless before God and yet face unsettling circumstances and sometimes in unsettling settings and environments. So when you have trials and tests, here's my love speaking out to you. Do not condemn yourself. Do not condemn yourself. Invite the love of God in. Invite the power of God into your circumstance. I can see clearly now this circumstance. It needs a greater infusion of the power of God. Your trials, this test, this circumstance is not an indication that you are being punished by God for something that you did. And sometimes it's hard for us to receive that. I understand. Because it can come from something as substantial as I'm a responsible person. So I take 100% responsibility. Sometimes it's like that, and sometimes it isn't. But what I want you to do, courageously, in invite in God's love. Courageously invite in the forgiving power of God. And let him search it out for you. Let that inner power and knowing, that omnisciousness, let that search it out. Let that begin to remove it. And begin to retell your story. Begin to retell your story. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. I'm thinking about the blessings of God. I'm not forgetting how God has blessed me. I'm not forgetting how he has so abundantly poured out his peace upon me, how he has abundantly protected me, divinely protected me. I'm not going to forget that. So when I'm going through, that's what we call it, I'm going through right now, the twists and turns of life. This sometimes is the struggle that we have, shifting our minds and telling our story. Yeah, my beloveds, when you cannot locate God, he knows where you are. And even though he may feel like he is not accessible at the time, listen at this, he knows where you are. Have you ever been shopping with someone and you couldn't find each other and said, hey, I was looking for you. Said, well, I saw you. And so I saw your red jacket, or I saw the top of your head, or I saw you standing over in that department. God sees you. He knows where you are. God is with you. And you can gain that continued access to him for every problem to be solved in your life. I mean this. I'm not just making this up. Yeah, God will embrace you. He'll listen to you. And guess what? He'll vindicate you. Yes. That man I told you about by the name of Job, Job begins to realize that you can't bring God to court. Yeah, you can't bring God to court. Yeah, but you can know this truth, that he's a righteous judge. And ask him to judge in your favor. God, lean your mercy and your grace over this way. When you can't locate God, God can locate you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good men and good women, they have to confess it too. Yeah, put my confidence in God and never let anyone judge you by your condition or your outside circumstances. Circumstances come up in life, but there is a true spiritual character on the inside of you. And live your life in such a way that when people do say things about you concerning your circumstance, listen. That your life will eventually prove them wrong. Yeah, I can see clearly now. Circumstances, God's going to see you through. He's not going to take you halfway and say, hey, swim the rest of the way by yourself. You are not in a losing game. The Lord is good, and he's a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust him. Yeah. When you're troubled on every side, my beloved, don't be distressed. When you're perplexed, when you feel like you're in despair, I want you to know. And even if you walk in the midst of trouble, God will revive you. He's reviving you now. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Jesus. When you pass through the water, he's going to be there. Oh, I want you to know I love you. And I want you to see clearly now. God is right there with you in the midst of this circumstance. Don't you be dismayed. God bless you. I love you so much. And I'm here because I love you.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.